gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What up, party people? It's your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live, RP Live, Season 2, Episode number 171. That's right, 171 episodes. Dude, let me tell you something. When I decided to do this show every day, my whole goal was to get numbers fast. Okay, so what happens with podcast space? You got to be able to prove that you are willing to invest the time. And not only do you invest the time, but you invest it with people. And my guests are today, the shift in the show. So this kind of felt like a morning show, and I wanted to feel more like a podcast. As I traveled and I listened to my podcast, I was like, man, this show needs to be talk-based, and we need to discuss the subjects of the day, not necessarily today, though. So that's what the show is. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuned to Rodney Perry Live. My friends are coming in. Some of my friends are long-winded. Some of them are short-winded. But they're all winded. Is that good? I don't know. They're all dope people. That's what matters. We are, in fact, live. Amir A-Rock Silly is in the building. Andromeda, I see you. And I know how to spell your name now. Canicus TV. Courtney Wilders, I see you. Hey, Jazz Ahmed, welcome. All right, my guest. Let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. From the ATL, shawty. Show some love. Eating extraordinary. I have love. How are you, sir?
What's going on this morning, Mr. Perry?
You said you had to drum, get yourself revved up just then.
I'm always revved up. You know that I stay here.
You stay here. Stay here. I love your social media presence, man. I love the judge. I love so much stuff. Your Wi-Fi sound robotic. My shit is cooking based on this. But anyway, we'll figure it out. Welcome to the show. When I wanted to be a comedian, he already was. He was a nationally touring comedian. Great shows like Star Search, but also Comic View, also Def Comedy Jam. He's a prolific writer as well and producer of TV and things of that nature. And he's a musician. His name is Jeff Brown. What's up, Jeff?
That doesn't look. I know who that long-winded thing was about, and that hurts my feelings, Rodney. You didn't have to share that with the people.
That was not.
Let them
that was
come
not
to their own conclusions, Rodney Perry. I don't like it.
I didn't say it was about anybody.
Yeah, that nigga, I know what I'm being talked about. Like that shit. You know that shit niggas do where they talk loud where you can hear it? I had to tell my ex-wife about that when we moved to Chicago for a little bit. I said, you know that shit where you do where you talk loud where people can hear it? This is not LA. You need to knock that shit off. Because the last thing you might remember is, bitch, what? Don't do that here.
Don't do not that. Place to do and Jeff Brown is in the building. Always a pleasure. And of course, join us today, man. I've been spelling her name wrong since I met her. And today I got it right. Her name is Andromeda Jones. That's A-N-D-R-O-M-E-D-A. Andromeda that way. But she goes by a whack drama on social. A fabulous comedian, hot off the Guantanamo Bay, Cuba tour with Dugar. How are you, Ms. Drama?
I'm great.
So you understand why I misspell your name?
I absolutely understand, and most people do for that reason.
But I love playing words with drama and drama. I get it.
And drama that
is not a good whisper at all. You know, hush it. All right, let's get to the show. I got a lot of stuff I want to cover. First of all, you guys, my friends, we might be also joined by Flo So Amazing this morning. She finds the opportunity to fit us into her schedule. Good morning, everyone. Happy 4th. Today is not the 4th. Am I right?
No, it's tomorrow.
No, yeah, it's tomorrow.
No, but niggas is happy because they got the day.
I've been on the fourth all weekend.
Niggas, Rodney, a couple of thousand years ago, the Aztecs invented this thing called a calendar. And it lets you know the exact day it is.
No, no, but what I'm saying is the holiday that is the Independence Day happens on the 4th of July. And that because of that, the whole weekend we call it Happy Four.
Who are we?
Nobody says Happy Independence Day, am I right? Jeff Brown.
Well, there's a reason because...
Oh, here we go. Give me some education. Real talk. Jeff Brown, we're going full screen with you.
Okay, real talk, Black people aren't yet independent. We're not. Prime example, if the NBA was 85% Armenians, do you think it would be owned by 85% Koreans?
Wow, how about that?
How about that? So about we're that? Not independent.
All right. All right. Hey, so here it goes. I was on Instagram earlier. Tell me what y'all think about this and drama. Do you look at yourself as a bad bitch?
No. No.
I don't know about that, Andrama. I seen you walking down the hall today. I said, Drama, Loki is a bad bitch.
No, I'm just that girl. Like
that
when,
girl.
When
whatever it means.
Okay.
I believe. And I'm on the win on this, that all good-looking people look alike, especially the females. All good-looking people look alike. Therefore, the only special people are the ugly ones.
Right, I think your question was sexist.
No, he said good-looking people. True. I knew he was talking about me. This is the ugliest I ever been. I'm 58. Well,
first of all, we're not talking about men at all.
Oh, okay.
Talking about women. People. Like
I'm a pretty man.
I'm on sorry. The algorithm on Instagram, and I see beautiful women all day. All look alike. It was a girl, young lady, beautiful. I was like, oh, that look like my girl, blah, blah. It wasn't her.
There's a reason for that.
That's because all beautiful people level up. Tell me all beautiful girls don't look alike.
No, they don't. They don't. That's just your algorithm. It's you got beautiful women come in all shapes, forms, sizes, and colors. Just like ugly people come in all shapes, forms, sizes.
Look at the ugly girls. They're the truly special ones. You never see them twice.
Well, you try. Oh, no,
I've seen ugly repeat itself often.
Well, give me the story. What ugly person you know that you mean something similar to that?
Listen, there's not a big jump between Lil Bootsy and Flay. That's the same ugly.
Those are guys. I'm talking about girls. Pretty girls look alike.
Okay, so, what about we compare girls to dudes? Can we do that?
Go ahead, break it down, man.
Okay, so it ain't a big jump between Leslie Jones and Lil Bootsy. It ain't a big jump between them two.
All right, maybe this is a bad idea.
They are between them. Yeah. Want
to get into calling names.
Jeff, did I lie though, Jeff? Jeff, did I lie?
Okay, Leslie Jones, while a friend of mine, there, I also say that if you take a very good look at, not dark, but ugly, if you get a coat of it thick enough, you know,
let's start right there. I'm not gonna let you go down this road, Jeff Brown, because I want you to keep your.
I'm not saying I know. I'm not saying no. I'm not agreeing with Lab Love. I'm not agreeing with.
Don't agree with Lab Love, please.
No, I'm trying to get on another road right now, Rodney. I'm trying to pull.
Get on another. Get on 285. Weather.
Okay, the lovely Andromeda, which I was gonna say, you got what I call the fall apart face. She's one of my grandma.
What that mean?
My grandmama had it. One of them people, as soon as you see them, everything that happened come up and it's finna be okay. You just heard, look at her face. It's finna be okay. Whatever you just went through, just go and get a hug, nigga. It's finna be okay. She got a fall apart face. But
and let me jump in there, Jeff Brown. I believe that maybe the word ugly is too strong.
It is. But
what we have to ask ourselves is, are we simply being affected by European standards of beauty, Jeff Brown?
No, because Jaiman Hansu is a beautiful man. Okay, everybody said it when he first Nigga, when he came out, the Love Will Never Do video with Janet Jackson, yeah, but, the first time I seen him.
He's considered being sexy. He wasn't
beautiful. And why y'all keep throwing these dudes in? We're talking about the beautiful.
Because here, I'm trying to get to where you're talking about. When you say all beautiful women look alike, there's a reason for that. There's something called the Fibonacci sequence. There's a mathematical in nature. There's a, to look it up. The Fibonacci sequence is the math on attractive people's faces. Is also,
so there's some math.
Yes, that it's math. It's in nature. It's why women love ladybugs but hate spiders. They're both insects, but they're the spider's ugly. So it's on the
spider is dangerous as hell too. But damn, whole foot.
How about that? How about that? There is nobody's ever been bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andromeda, beautiful girl, Andromeda. Yes, am I tripping? Do all beautiful people look alike?
So yes and no, and I'll tell you why. Yes, they all use the same makeup technique. So there's a technique that most when I want to look a certain way, I know what I need to do with my makeup to look that way. So yes,
that not count though. If you got to put on makeup to change your appearance, well, ain't your appearance.
Well, I'm explaining why they look alike to him, because there's a certain makeup. There's a certain way you do the nose, the cheekbones. There's a
contouring, color highlights. Cause I've seen some of those flash things on Instagram where a person is here and then they look like completely different.
Right. The nigga makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. And then they all go to the same surgeons. So there's that too. Everybody's buying a copy paste body.
I'm personally, I'm not talking about surgery at all.
Okay.
I'm not talking about surgery, but surgery couldn't help. All right, let's adjust. But I want to get to this before let me get.
Are we talking about black people, or because once I'm elected emperor,
I'm not about to go on there.
Plastic surgery will be the law for white women.
Right there, Jeff Brown.
All right.
I was watching this video. I'm gonna share with y'all.
Okay.
The question of the day is the first date too soon? Is the first date too soon? Let's play this video.
We go on our little first date, right? This is our first date.
Oh, baby, you do it like that. Okay, good. Damn, okay. Like, okay, go ahead.
But nah, man, so this, I'm talking about this first date action. Let me tell you what happened. We get out of the car and I pull up. So I go to get out. She ain't moving. I'm like, you coming? She was like, no. What I do wrong? I thought we had plans, whatever. I'm trying to show you a nice time, whatever. She said, I'm sucking it first. I'm chasing you first. Man, that girl went. The doc got 3,000 before the 3,000 existed.
You know, I ain't got no Thompson.
She ain't got no Thompson. She ain't got no Thompson.
Okay, she don't have no tonsils. The first date. OMG, live love. Is this like that? You know, but is it like that out them streets, man? I mean, let me ask you this, a personal question. Do you think less of a woman that will do first?
No, because I'm grown. So I want you to know what you want. So if that's what you want to do, then who am I to stand in the way of you being all you can be? From day one, why would I do that to you?
Why would you do that? And you know what? I do believe, for me personally, in my life, I always said to myself, if a woman did something that was outside of her character, it was something I did or said that caused it. But, there are other guys that go, yo, she do that, she do this, telling everybody, and she is, in fact, a whore. Jeff Brown, what's your thoughts?
Well... number one, I don't know if I'd have told everybody.
How about that?
I don't know that's
some public decorum.
Yeah, that's not everybody's business. But I will say, to the graphic nature that they put it, but then again, I'm older. That's in question. But a woman who's sexually expressive with me,
the first time we get together, I can tell the difference between you feeling me and you feeling sex with me. I can feel
it. Give me that, Jeff Brown. You heave the big heavy ball on my head.
Okay, there's a difference between this girl. Can we swear? This girl likes to screw,
mm-hmm.
and this girl likes to screw you. Okay. I can feel that the connection is deeper than just sex. If I've had this where I've been in a long-term relationship, one of the women I was in a relationship for a very long time, we slept together on the first night. And it was because we felt this thing.
Y'all had a chemistry.
It was about the chemistry of us. It wasn't about the chemistry of sex. Come on, we're comedians. How much cooter has come from thank you very much, good night? I can tell the difference between we doing this. Yeah, we hoes. You didn't know that drama. You didn't know dudes right. Hoes. Okay, so so much of it is
there, Jeff Brown. Duval says, I don't even kiss on the first date. You get a side hug and a handshake. Hold on, Mama. Okay. Is this completely absurd in your book? What are you thinking? Like, this young lady gave this man, she gave him fellatio, and, you know, it was their first date. I don't know how long they spoke, how long they talked before that, but it was a first date. Is that unacceptable?
No, I think you grown. You do what you want to do. Like Jeff, I was going to say my issue was he told it. Why would you do that with her sitting next to you and then for her to co-sign, yeah, I ain't got no tonsils. Like, girl, that's my issue. But her doing that, no, that's a grown woman. We have all, whether you acted on it or not, you've seen somebody like Method Man. First hello, let's go, bruh. Let's leave here, wherever we are. So there's somebody that makes you feel like now, right now, like we, no more conversation necessary. There's somebody out there like that for everybody. So
are you saying that Method Man, like right now, if he just showed up at your door.
If he walked by time. And breathed hard, I take that as an invitation to his genitalia.
Wow. Okay. Drama. What if he turns out to be an asshole?
What if I walk by, I don't necessarily need an invitation, but could I get a potential RSVP?
Nigga, you just out walking.
I know. That's what I watched the video the other day say black men are now frolicking. If I frolic, could I possibly get
don't frolic. Don't frolic.
I love black men frolicking. That is the best thing.
Can you know what I'm saying? Okay. Can a frolic?
Cousin Stella says that we're sexist. Are we only discussing women as an answer to the question? I don't know. I mean, it's kind of universally understood that men are capable of some foul things on the first day.
Yes. Stop trying to pull equal to us. That's another problem. Dear ladies, whenever you're equal to a man, you're beneath yourself. Ooh, Jeff Brown.
Ooh.
Whenever you are equal to a man, you need to put
your name a little quote with Jeff Brown under that one. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Victor Marshall says, smashing on the first date depends on the relationship you've built. Ain't no relationship, Vic.
There absolutely is. Yes, there is, Uncle Rodney. Yes, I smashed on the first date, but we also had been talking on the phone for like 3 or 4 months. We just hadn't formally we met, exchanged information.
Okay. So 3 months, is that the same as 3 weeks?
It's whenever you want to. That's how I feel.
No, but you said you have to establish a relationship. Can you establish a relationship in 3 weeks?
I don't think you have to establish a relationship.
Okay. I think we're really beating up the word relationship right here. Okay.
Okay.
Let's take what the word relationship really means, okay? It means in a particular congress with, which means you are in relationship to every human being on the earth. My relationship to most of them is stranger. That's a relationship. I treat strangers a certain way. What has happened is that this individual next to you has transcended the stranger relationship and made it over into the attractive, I won't, I'm gonna get that right now relationship that Andromeda was talking about and what Tina is saying. You might
Trina says it's when you feel ready, but hold on, guys. And Jeff, you make an incredible point, but let's really jump in here. This young lady performed fellatio on the first date. It was obviously a surprise to him. So is she a manipulator? Is she just trying to control the situation? I said it. When that drama, is she trying to control this guy?
You ain't got to manipulate a man by sucking his wiener. Like, it ain't.
I would imagine it makes everything a little easier.
Spoken like somebody that don't have one.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never used my mouth in that way to manipulate. I don't. Well, no, I was about Jacinta to lie. Said, all manipulated.
I did it on the first date, and I've been with my husband for 14 years and married
six
of those years. OMG, yo. Yeah. So drama, you're saying you personally wouldn't have been a manipulator, but maybe this woman is. No.
Well, I was gonna say I was lying. Women all manipulate in some way, shape, or form, no matter how big or small. So I don't mind sharing. I use my smile.
Now, Lav Love, is that just that young lady's way of checking them out? Maybe she, like, I need to, you know, with this whole Steve Harvey thing and women waiting 90 days, that they're finding out, they're waiting 90 days and find out a man got a little wee-wee. So at least if you blow them day one, you can know if you want to continue with that particular penis.
I think it all comes down to personal preference. I don't think it's no time frame to have sex and not have sex. I don't think it's no time frame.
Come on, Lab Love. You telling me a girl smash you on the first date, you ain't looking at her like she a hoe?
No, because I think it's like Jeff said. I think as a man, I can tell whether you're a hoe or you just feeling me or not. I think you can tell. I think if you be honest with yourself,
Jeff Brown. When is this lady a hoe? She had to be a hoe, am I right?
Now, this particular lady, now, I do believe she's a whore. Now, this particular lady, I believe she's a whore. That ain't
serious, Lab Love.
I do. Because the fact that she made it, the fact that her selling feature is the fact she don't have no tonsils, that lets you know that she uses sex as a weapon. So, to me, she's a different chick. See what I'm saying?
She didn't figure out that having no tonsils was an advantage with this dude.
Well, maybe you don't need tonsils to have a gag reflex, for God's sakes, do you?
No, she's dumb about human anatomy. That's the other issue I have with her. She has no clue about how anatomy works.
Right. Well, come on. Niggas hear something and run with it. We all know that.
Yeah. All right, guys. I got a video. It's gonna get us going, man. My name is Roddy Perry. This is Roddy Perry Live. Let's take this one.
After our first date, we went like on some little walk by the pond, real cute. And the next day, he sent me like a full spa care package. For what?
Uh-oh. Like what?
I ain't gonna hold y'all. A spa care package. I'm talking about like facials, deep stone, massage, everything. After one date. That right there is a red flag to me now. Like when people start giving you big packages and big presents like so early on, mm-hmm. That's a red flag. That's the beginning of love bombing.
Love bombing. I've never heard this word before. Love bombing. Yo, okay. Love. You look perplexed. This thing, is a guy just a great guy? You know, it's like, maybe money is no object. If money is no object, a spa day is nothing after the first day. Go ahead, Laugh.
So see, me and one of my boys, we used to say the problem with relationships is women move the goalposts. Women move the goalposts in dating. They'll establish where the goalpost is. I want a dude to treat me like a queen and put me on the pedestal. Then you start treating him like a queen, put him on the pedestal. It's too soon. This nigga crazy. It's like, God damn. If you text him every morning, good morning, beautiful. Then all of a sudden, I bet you texting all these hoes. You on the list. That's why he send you good morning, beautiful. They move the goalposts. So now instead of trying to score a touchdown, niggas just want to advance the ball. We just want to advance the balls. That's it. We ain't trying to score. We just want to advance. The score is the marriage. I ain't trying to score. I just want to advance the ball. Every time I get a first down, it's like getting some more pussy. I just want to keep.
I just want to run scrimmage.
I don't want to get the end zone. I just want to keep moving the goddamn ball. Because the line keeps moving.
Jeff Brown, Love just made a great point, man. Love bombing. Kansas TV says, what the hell is love bombing? You do something nice for a woman. Has she moved the goalpost, Jeff?
Well, in my opinion, we are far too busy trying not to be wounded. It's like trying to box without getting hit. You're going to get hit. Not allowing a person to tune their love language. Maybe that's a little loud for her. Now, there is this. You know what the difference is between sexual harassment and a compliment? Idris Elba and Flavor Flav. That's the difference. It is who does it.
Hey, you're absolutely right, man. I taught sexual harassment when I was in the Navy, and it's all subjective. It's all how that person receives said words.
From you.
Drama. A guy, you go out, great day, and he sees you this incredible spa package. Is that a red flag for you?
No, I've been flown out for a second date. Like, they wanted to see me again and had to go somewhere on business and was like, I want you to come too. And that was our second date, a whole weekend. So, no.
Because she gave head on the meme. First date.
Did I? Yeah. But.
Who are you?
That's hilarious.
You give head on the first date, you deserve a damn, at the very least, a spot.
No, a plane ticket somewhere. But we had been talking on the phone for like 6 months. Spirit, we didn't have time to actually go on a date. So when we finally went on a date, we'd have been talking all this time. Whether he planned on giving me some or not, I knew when the car pulled up what I was going to do. We've been talking all this time. Wow. It's anticipation.
Hey, you make a great point. Woman makes that decision, whether it's day one or day 50. Women make that decision. So as a man, what can you do to make her, help her make that decision? Jeff Brown.
Well, wait. I want to say first, I also dated a man consistently for 6 months and never let him touch me. So
what did he do wrong?
No, I'm not. You can talk your way. It was not that I did not like him. It was just something in me was like, nah.
Did he ever hit?
No, he never. I ended up ending it because I knew we weren't going to go there. It was just
what made you put him in the friend zone? If
I was trying to get him out because he was a really nice guy, like a great guy, but every time he would say something that would make me feel like, no, I don't think this is the movie.
See, you talked yourself out of it.
That's, yeah.
So wait a minute, drama, stop right there. Do nice guys finish last?
It wasn't that he was a nice guy. It was just sometimes you can be a jerk and not get it. Like, everybody has something. I've probably talked myself out of some stuff before.
Guy, like that. Am I right, Jeff? If you ever were gonna hit it, she could push you down. Oh, she could push you off a cliff. And you said, well, okay, let me hit it just one time.
Right. No, I mean, like, he might have wanted to do something nice for me. And then I said something. He was like, oh, no, this bitch don't deserve it. Never mind.
Okay, well, yeah, you may have. How about that? But here's something that I'm going to say this as fast as I can. Man speak and woman speak sound the same, kind of like Spanish and Portuguese, but they are not.
Okay.
So that kind of disqualifies you a little bit, drama, to discuss what intention with regard to us. Because we really... this is a problem for us because we set out, we don't hang out with you for your stimulating chit chat. We want some. So we are working on this plan to get it. And what men often don't understand is that all you have to do is look like you can keep her safe and that you're interesting to someone else other than her. You have to, a woman don't want you to be that quirky idiot, that quirky that you're not interested to someone else. And don't say nothing stupid for 4 hours three times. It takes about 12 man hours of work to have sex with a woman. After 12 man hours, if she don't want to spend time with you, she don't want to spend, she don't want to get you nothing. It don't take.
Wow.
Just wow. Both.
Canicus TV says, you weren't attracted to him.
Those are her words.
How important is that, drama?
Those are her words for how she would handle that. You can't tell me who I'm attracted to because I ain't going nowhere with you if I ain't attracted to you because I don't need to use you for food. I got a refrigerator full of and a pantry full of groceries and a bank account that affords me the opportunity to eat whatever
I want. So let's break it down, drama. You like the guy. He was a good-looking guy. He fits in your realm, people to be around. But there was something about him that he kept messing the moment up.
Yes, and so, I'll tell anybody. I know what I look like.
How can you educate us not to mess up that moment?
Listen to the conversation she shies away from. So if you start to talk about something and she redirects it, don't go back to it. And that was part of the issue. And it wasn't even the sexual. It would always be money. Like, he would try to say, talk about, like, I can do this, and I just bought that, and I'm thinking about buying this. And I would divert because, number one, if I was that type of chick, I'm going to run your pockets. But I'm not. And it's a turnoff to me.
Maybe he wanted to get, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he was trying to get some help.
Right. No, he thought that would interest me. Okay. Like, I don't care what you can buy. I have what I need. I don't live outside of my means. So everything I have, I can afford and I'm happy with it. So anything.
Why did you keep talking to him then?
Because he wasn't a bad person. And I was hoping he would catch on to the fact that, oh, she don't care about this. Let me stop talking about this.
Then why not just say that?
I would.
Why not just say, hey, stop talking about money. I don't care about that. When you bring this up,
instead of letting him guess.
Yeah, there you go. Well, why not just directly say that?
I'm not gonna keep telling you.
No, drama. I hate to do this. You are the greater communicator. Okay, you're a higher communicator than either the three of us. What we want to know is, did you use the exact words that Lav said?
Yes, the very first time I saw the conversation going to a flex of what you can and cannot do, I said, oh, I'm not interested in your money. I want to know who you are. If you would like to tell me what you did to get your money, I'm interested in that because that's a learning opportunity. But I don't care that you have it. You can tell me how you got it. That is great. That's something I can learn. But you having it don't help me unless you finish writing a check right now.
And did you say it again?
I said it twice. I ain't lying. I ain't saying it no more than twice.
Yeah. Now she's not okay. Let's not blame a wise rider for a foolish horse. Okay. She just got off a foolish horse.
That was so beautiful.
Oh, I smoked the best shit, Rodney. You can't blame a wise rider for a foolish horse.
And looking at the chat, like the women agree with drama. Yeah, I don't care about your pockets. I don't care. I care about you as a human. But the guys are like, laugh. You make it sense, man. Say the word.
I think
it's what Jeff said earlier, like men are from Mars, women are from Venus, or whatever that old saying is. And that we really kind of really evaluate things totally different. How do we get on the same page, Jeff Brown?
I'm not gonna hang this entirely on drama because she's the only one that was there. So
yeah,
the way for us to get on the same page is agree that that page exists. I don't deal with my woman like I deal with you, Rodney. I make man speak, woman speak parameters for us that I know cause problems in other people's relationships. The words always and nothing are not allowed in a serious conversation between me and her. Because always and nothing are easy trap doors for me. Because it's never, you never take me out. That's bullshit. How did we get here? I took you out. What you really mean is I want to spend more time with you. And I miss us going out as much as we used to. That nigga can't run from that.
It ain't what you say, it's how you say it.
It is. It is what you say, and it is how you say it, especially for women. Because the, here's the problem, Rodney Perry. We are responsible for what you say. You are responsible for what you mean. Stop making a man responsible for what you mean. You're responsible for that. If you stand up and say, I had this problem with a comedian who shall remain nameless on the road with D.L. Hughley. I was out with him. And he stands up and says, I feel like I don't even want to be here no more. As in, he wanted to kill himself.
Right.
I informed D. I guess he didn't know who I was, because when D brought it up in front of him, in front of all the other people he had just did it in front of, he said, well, I want to know who said it. Rodney Perry. I said it, and it looks like you have a problem with it. Gentlemen, can we have the room? I think he needs to express himself. And when he got out, I told him that. I'm responsible for what you say, not what you mean. You could admit I feel lonely and I really need somebody to talk to about this thing, but that's not what you said. What you said implied that you wanted to take your own life. Fuck the police, brother. I'm not going to have that on my soul that I didn't do anything. I'm responsible for what you say. You're responsible for what you mean.
Well, I'm Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We are talking this morning. We are packing some real stuff. Hey, One Act Drama, man. First of all, thank you for sharing your story. As a woman, what's the hardest part about dating? Because, you know, first of all, you're a comedian, which creates its own set of problems. You are a mother as well. The concept of the show today is things that are too soon on the first date. The young lady said a spa package. They brought up this woman giving the man head on the first date. What is a red flag for you as you navigate this dating world? What would you look at as a hold on? That's too soon for that.
Money talking. It's too soon. Money talking isn't what you have. If you want to talk business. All right. I'm okay with that.
That's my only flex. What if like
you're not
like,
you're like, not for
I
me.
I know well off guys like, ahead, that ladies. Flex money.
You're not for me. And I'll tell you why. And another thing for me is women created this problem for women like me. So it's the women that's all they want. And then there's the women who have horrible piss poor attitudes. And then there's me in the middle of both of them fighting for a quality man, because now you have men that think quality is their bank account, which is quantity, not quality. And then you have men that'll feel like they'll never be enough because there's these piss poor attitudes on women who treat them like crap. Right,
I'd like to address that.
Hold on, Jeff Brown. Lab love. Is One Act Drama losing her damn mind? Women want that. Want you to have paper. They want you to look a certain way. The feelings are, why can't you flex your money if you got it?
Because women are way more superficial than us. With the surface shit that don't matter. Women are attached to a lot of stuff as it relates to dating that has nothing to do with how a man would treat them. A lot of stuff. Like, ask your female friends how many of them would date a dude that's shorter than them. Most of them are going to say no, which your height has nothing to do with how I'll treat you. And then women see us also as providers.
My friend, One Act Drama, would date a guy shorter than her. Absolutely, right?
No, I wouldn't. I'm 5'3". Why are you shorter?
I was about to say, that's hard to find.
See? And that has nothing to do with how a lot of women think they can't find a good man. Your good man that's going to treat you like a queen, a nigga might be 5'1".
No.
Okay, here's the problem.
I feel safe with you.
There you go. There you go. It is in nature that she needs to be made to feel safe. There's two things your woman wants to know.
A guy 5'1 can't make her feel safe?
I'm trying to cross the street. Cars keep coming. There's two things a woman wants believe about her man. One, he will die for her. And two, that he's not that easy to kill. Short by nature. It is nature, bruh. Okay? Shout out to, I'm 5'8". I ain't no tall dude. I'm team dark skin short. That's where my mind is.
That's not short to me,
first
though.
First of all, 5'8 ain't short.
Because I can wear heels and we still good.
I'm a giant.
Okay. I forgot your giantness, Rodney. I forgot your giantness. Forgive me. I really need, we needed something that Sister Andromeda said about being in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where that's so dangerous, sis. Is that those of you in the middle circle the wagons around the ones that we are complaining about, and you protect them. You do not police them. Every group of sisters I know got a skank in that group, so the rest of them can point and go, I am not Tracy. Dudes don't do that. If Rodney Perry hear through the grapevine that I'm putting my hands on Mrs. Brown, you can bet your sweet ass I'm going to get a call from Rodney Perry and Joey Wells and the niggas I run with, because we don't do... If I hear that Rodney Perry is neglecting his family, bruh, I'm a holler. I heard this. I know it ain't my business,
that's true, and then it's not 100%, though. A lot of times guys don't say nothing because it's not their business.
Not the niggas I run with. Not the niggas I run with.
Yeah. Go ahead, Drama. I'm coming to you next, Lav. Go ahead, Drama.
I was going to say, I 1,000% agree with Jeff to an extent. Younger me absolutely had a skank in the group. Absolutely. But it's because she cool. She fun. I know when I want to have a good time, I can go with her.
Right.
Me in my 40s, absolutely not. I have two friends that are multimillionaires. I have a friend that is a two-time author. Like, I don't have those friends anymore because you don't
contribute. So you don't have no whore friends.
No, because you don't contribute to the friend, to what I'm trying to do in my life. And I don't want that on me.
You ain't got them. They ain't got you no more.
Here's where your man is. You're going to run into your man when you and those classy sisters that you run with actively get together and find young, willing sisters to police. When you find young, willing sisters that you don't know, Drama, y'all don't know these sisters yet. When you go find them and you correct them and start them on a proper path from this ratchet ass bullshit, you're gonna fall head over heels into your man. That's where he is, and he isn't anywhere else. Your man is where your service is, and your service as a 40-year-old grounded sisters is to ground some of this goddamn foolishness. You need to
hold on, Jeff Brown. Hold on, let me jump in there, Jeff Brown. I know you're trying to cross the street.
But you walk
Jeff said we have to, men tend to police themselves. I know guys that, don't get me wrong, I will say something to most guys, blah, blah, blah. I think by and large, people mind their own business. People look, go, oh, that is kind of weird, but they mind their own business. No?
So I sort of agree with Jeff. Dudes check dudes we know. We don't check dudes we don't know.
How about that?
Yeah, that's the thing about it. So if you in my squad, yeah, I'm not. You can't be in my squad.
So it's not just dudes you don't know. It's dudes that you mess with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah, we check dudes that we know. But we'll check a dude that we don't necessarily ain't in our circle, but that's still on the perimeter of our circle. We'll check them too. But the random dude that we don't know,
no.
We don't check.
That leads to Mortal Kombat.
Can I ask a question?
I agree with Jeff is women, what women don't do is women won't check the women that are in that inner circle.
That they do know.
They won't check.
I don't know if that's true. Go ahead, Drama.
I just wanted to ask Lav a question for clarity. So are you saying that men check men who would affect their day-to-day? Like, if what you doing going to make my wife look at me crazy.
Outside of that. So like me, Rodney Perry, we friends. So I'll check Rodney. Right. It's a comic that we see every week at the comedy club. I know him, we interact. We ain't necessarily friends, but we have good rapport. I'll check him too. See what I'm saying? And he has nothing, he ain't never been to my house, he ain't seen the kids.
Respect. It's somebody you respect that you'll check.
But I ain't even respect. I just know him and interact with him
Okay.
enough. Proximity. I will check him too. See what I'm saying?
Proximity.
So yeah, because he's in close proximity. I see him on a regular basis. Da, da, da. See what I'm saying?
Got it.
All right, y'all. Let's move it on, man. I think really, really kind of had a good conversation with that. But I got some other stuff I want to cover, man.
Come on, man.
I got something for Father's Day, man. And I really like it. But I'm not sure. Got a man bag, man. My son got me a man bag. It go across my shoulder. I've been wearing it on my back because I feel like that make it more masculine. But my wife said I'm supposed to wear it across the front body because to protect it if somebody try to get in it. Are man bags okay? What that drama? Let's start with you.
Yes, as long as you ain't slinging it on your shoulder when you get ready to walk out of door like I sling my purse on. I'm okay with the across the chest. I'm okay with the...
How you sling it? How you sling it?
They, if you do this to put your bag on, no.
But I really am. I am enjoying that sling in a way that I shouldn't. As a matter of fact, I'd like to have you again if you don't mind.
Jeff Brown, you a man. God dang it. Is the man bag... Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
This is a Jack Spade suede mail bag. As an M-A-I-L.
How many do you have?
I just lost a black one, but I try to keep basically to black and brown because, you know, I'm from Chicago. I can't be wearing this with my black shit because it's brown. But I got a joke book in here. I got hand sanitizer because niggas is nasty. I keep a toothbrush in here. I keep shit to keep me a certain way that my grandfather didn't. But then again, my grandfather didn't look like this at 58.
Wow, how about that? We have evolved. All right. Hold on, Jeff Brown. Joining us, comedian extraordinaire, Flo, so amazing. Flo, your face look wonderful today.
Thank you. I just cleaned it. I hurried up, clapped, brushed my teeth. So I apologize for being late. Yeah.
It's right, okay to be late for that.
Is man bag too much? Should a guy just have his wallet and shut the hell up and go down somewhere?
I like the man bag. I do. I think it's fashionable. I think it's a new wave. I'm okay with it. The kind of strap.
I see Pharrell holding a damn look like my grandmama purse.
Well, that's different.
Is the man bag open up the way to the man purse?
A man purse is something else, don't you think, Laugh? That's something different. I think a purse.
Okay, so I'm torn. That's what my pause is.
Right.
I don't necessarily carry a bag all the time, but I'm a book bag dude.
You know okay. What I'm
saying? I got a bunch of book bags.
Yeah.
And like, so book when I'm on the road. A different look.
It's going over your shoulders. It's on your back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but I've been told, like, nigga, that's just a purse. You niggas just wear them on your back. See what I'm saying? So that's why I'm torn. I was told book bags are dudes. It's our way to carry a purse, but still feel masculine with it. So that's why I'm torn. And I like a good book bag. I got like five of these motherfuckers.
Right.
So that's why I'm torn with the whole carrying the bag on a regular basis. Like the crazy thing about it, we talking about. I just was fucking with K Dub about this. I say, nigga, you keep your
pants. He got a bag.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, K Dub was like, man, fuck you, Lab. So I don't know. I'm torn.
I think it's okay. I'm with the bag now. If you want pearls on it, that's saying something different. But
my son gave me this bag. I've been carrying it nonstop, and I'm like, you know, this is actually, but I'm pretty sure handy. I'm carrying it wrong because I got the bag on the. Go ahead,
Rodney. Jeff. As a man, here's when you're supposed to be concerned with your bag when it matches your pumps.
That's what I'm trying, right?
What other people think of you is none of your business, okay? I don't.
How about this, Jeff Brown? Rodney Perry is never gay. I don't care if you see me with my bag and my pumps on. Just know, nigga, something else is going on.
Okay.
I'm never gay.
I'm going to come to your aid.
It's worth It's worth a check on. But just know this. I'm never gay. You can see me with the sundress and the bag.
Something going wrong, Rodney. Not the sundress.
You may not be gay, but you're definitely on the city limits. You're right there at the
county. I'm on the city limits. Just joining us, Flo So Amazing. First of all, thank you so much, Flo. We had an awesome conversation. We missed you. But let me throw this at you. Do you play Uno?
No, I don't play Uno. I don't know how to play Uno. And I'm supposed to know how.
It's cool because they had research. Recess, she don't play.
Right.
Okay. When I drama, play space. Do you play Uno?
Yes.
Have love, do you play Uno?
Yes.
Jeff, do you play Uno?
I'm insulted by the question because I'm a grandmaster.
Grandmaster.
Of Uno. I kick a draw four and Robbie put it under
Perry,
my thigh.
I am with Flo So Amazing, but not because I never played. I quit playing because the young people keep adding these stackers.
What's a stack?
Well, they stack cards on. They stack five draw twos on, and you're supposed to draw six or ten. It's unacceptable. I hate stackers. And Uno came out. There are no legitimate rules to stacking. Do y'all know what I'm talking about, first of all?
You're talking about individuals who don't understand the concept of time constant with Uno.
Right.
In the game, in a card game, there's a clockwise time constant that goes like this. Each one of us plays one card until such time as we are to play multiple cards, as in a spread, or as, you know, like you playing bridge. The time constant is one card. If you got three draw twos, nigga, you breaking the time constant because you're not supposed
to play. But Jeff Brown, the young people play stackers and they get mad if your ass don't play. When I drum, tell them I ain't tripping.
Listen to their music. Listen to the music.
Drama, do you play stackers?
No, that's new. Me, I ain't stacking no cards.
Fuck out of here with that. I'm sorry. Stack.
Right. Yeah, Rodney, it sounds like you need to stop playing with young people.
How about that?
I flipped over table, everything.
Yes. Good show.
Jeff, I want to ask you, what if the bag match your J's? Is that the same thing as matching your pump?
Okay, let me explain something to you,
man. I think that's swag when it match your J's, but let's see what he got to say. Swag.
Yeah, let me make you understand. Not only am I a slave to fashion, I am a slave to deals. Okay. I have a matching chocolate 3/4 length coat that I will throw on with my chocolate Barney suede boots that are Chelsea boots. Bruh, you can't tell me shit in the fall because I put that on with an orange turtleneck. Looking like the Great Pumpkin,
Looking like the Great Pumpkin.
Comedy question before you get out of here, man. First of all, I realized something about myself, and I'm not proud of it. But as a professional comedian, I walk around comedy with a chip on my shoulder. When I go certain places that haven't seen me in a while, my goal is to destroy this stage and remind these motherfuckers that I'm still cold as fuck. Does anybody on panel walk around with said chip on your shoulder? Drama.
Yes.
Talk to me about it.
Oh, so I think I'm a little less mild-mannered in the aggression because I'm just not an aggressive person. But yes, my absolute point is to go up here and make people laugh until snot come out of their nose. But I just don't have the aggression with it. I'm more upbeat, fun, let's have a good time. But I also want to make sure.
You do have a chip on your shoulder.
I wouldn't say chip.
All right. I don't know what to call.
Yeah.
They bring a different energy to it, Rodney.
Jeff Brown, what about you, man? I know you're a guy. You're an aggressive guy. You're a guy, man's man. Are you always in a perpetual state of chip on your shoulder?
I'm going to say this as fast as I can. You know my accolades. I'm not going to run my shadow box here today. But I don't think that my name, for a number of reasons, is where it belongs in comedy, which is somewhere below Richard Pryor and somewhere above Steve Harvey. And I had to redevelop that chip because my relationship with comedy is different than a lot of cats in that comedy did not save me. Uh-huh. I chose comedy. I left a job that started at $1987 an hour to do stand-up. I wasn't saved by it. So, and you know, I play instruments. Uh-huh. Comedy is the girl I cheated on with music. I cheated on music with comedy. So I did to bring this back home. Yes, I know where my name is supposed to go. And to be honest with you, I'm tired of watching smaller dogs eat my food. Which is why I'm getting back on stage, because I am slowly reigniting the fire that when I used to walk in a comedy club, niggas would go get their joke books. Niggas would start asking, when is this nigga going up?
Right.
I'm after that dude because I do have a point to prove. And I do not, and I'll say this and then I'll shut the fuck up. I may not have written for your favorite comedian, but I've written for your favorite comedian's favorite comedian. It's a whole bunch of niggas walking around with my words in their act. Uh-huh. Yeah, you goddamn right, I'm coming for my shit. Yes.
Wow, love, love, man. Do you walk around with this chip on your shoulder, man? I know you're a great guy. Everybody like you, but you still a competitor, man.
He walk around with a chip on the shoulder, but go ahead and answer.
I don't know why that's so funny. My chip is not like that chip right there. I do, but it's not the competitive chip.
Okay.
The game has changed so much. And the chip on my shoulder is more towards the respect thing. I don't like it when cats don't respect the comedy game. And so sometimes when I brush up against cats, you know, we have a little tension. A lot of times it's the respect the game type.
The situation. Overall respect.
More so than ooh, I'm a beast this bitch. Because the reality is the game don't care if you can beast the stage no more or not. Right. And that's fucked up. Wow. But the reality is the comedy game don't care about that. It's a lot of niggas out here eating very, very good. And from a stage perspective, they garbage. Because the internet has opened up a crevice in the comedy world to where funny don't have to spew out of it. So
wow.
Can I hit that bag? I don't know.
That's my thing right there. I'm unfortunately, and I'm one of these people who I still love comedy. I still love the art of stand-up.
Yeah.
And I still love to watch nigga put in work and bring a joke home. I still love all of that. So when I see cats not respecting that piece of it, I might brush you the wrong way. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow, Flo, so amazing, man. You've come in and out. You know, do you walk around with that chip on your shoulder?
No, I don't have a chip at all. I don't have a chip at all because I never feel like I've arrived. I don't think I ever feel like I've arrived. I'm always hard on myself. I always feel like I can improve. So I never, like, I know I'm gifted. I guess that could be a chip. I know I'm gifted for this business because it don't take much for me to move the crowd. But I don't have a chip. I always feel like it's more work to do. I'm never good enough.
Wow.
I'm never good
enough.
That's interesting.
That's interesting perspective because there's always more work to do. But for me personally, guys, like, and I don't know if I need this energy to kind of just gas myself up, but like say for instance, going to LA, right? If I go to LA, I'm playing Chocolate Sundays. I'm not just playing to rip the crowd. I'm playing so the comics in the room know that I'm still relevant. And, uh-huh. and maybe that's old, you know, maybe that's old nigga energy, you know, is like always trying to maintain a certain relevancy. And that's kind of where I go ahead, Drew.
I think the chip is earned. And I have not been in the business long enough to earn the right to feel like anything, because there's so many people who have been here so much longer and who are doing so much better that for me, can't speak for nobody else, because I know there's newbies in the game like me that feel like I'm that nigga.
The right?
I'm not that girl. So I can't come in with the I'm that girl with no accolades behind it. Like you can't, I don't feel like I can come in over a Rodney Perry on a Rodney Perry show and be like, I'm her. Like, this me. Like, how dare I?
I
now I can feel like I deserve to be here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I think we're missing what Rodney means by chip.
Okay.
The chip is the desire. The chip isn't what is earned. The chip is I know that there is this thing in me that makes me great.
I got a chip.
That thing's in there. I'm going to respect those whose thing may be bigger than I think my thing is, Damon Wayans, that may be bigger than I think my thing particularly is, Bill Cosby. But it is my desire to be these things, to hunt. What is missing or is different for you is that as women, as those with uteri, you don't have the desire to hunt like we do. What Rodney is telling you is that I am a hunter. It is not good enough for me to do okay.
Right.
I need you niggas to recognize you niggas upstairs. Now, the thing that works in Rodney's favor is that the home run wall I am finding is 50 feet closer than it used to be, because what poses, what goes for what is funny to these people has been watered down in their minds, but it hasn't watered down funny. Funny has been the same thing since the beginning of time. And the school we went to is closed now. That school closed now because you don't want to hear shit from your elders. Okay. Well,
that goes back to what Lav Love talked about, the respect of it all, man. That matters to me as well. At the end of the day, I mean, that's kind of on my list of things that I want is the respect. You know, when it's all said and done at the end of my life, I want people to go, that nigga was cold. You know, and if that could be said, then I'm a winner. Hey guys, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. This is Rodney Perry live. Lav Love in the building. Jeff Brown, Flo Saw Maven, one act drama. Real quick, Lav Love, how does people stay in touch?
Just hit me a comedian Lav Love at the bottom. Everything's consistent. The website's comedian Lav Love, Instagram, Twitter, everything's consistent. Comedian Lav Love across the board.
Now, is comedian Lav Love one a thing?
It is, but don't worry about that. I changed the name to the other one. That's my backup page because, you know, we all put spicy content out. So
the people are like, is this the main one?
Yeah, but I changed the other one because of that. So look for Comedian Lav Love. There's only one Comedian Lav Love now. And that's, again,
Jeff, just in case
something happened and I say something, I run afoul of Instagram.
You ready? Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
That's easy.
Hey, Jeff Brown, how do we find you, bro?
Look, I'm those of you who weren't there, you missed it yesterday. Every Sunday at noon LA time, I am the pastor of the First Church of Holy Shit. Somebody fucked up and told me God was everywhere, so I pray from here. Saves me 10%. I never miss a game. I invite you to save 10% on your soul insurance by switching to Don't Go. Come here and let's cry and cuss and smoke weed and talk about God for real, because you do not have to, in order to believe that God has a name, you have to believe a man. You do not have to believe a man to believe that God exists. I see Sunday.
I promise all comedians are pastors. I wanted to put that out there. I don't care what nobody saying. Hey, we just ministers of comedy.
I don't all comedians are pastors because some people are demons, But
facts, okay.
They're still all pastors, right. Brother. They just over a different.
A lot of us are. Because I used to ask my mom was a pastor, and I used to say, "How was your set today?" And she was like, "Nigga, don't call my."
I sent a message.
Right.
You know,
from God.
They just have texts, and we don't always have texts. Flow so amazing. How do we stay in touch?
Flow so amazing on all platforms. Just how it's spelled below.
I love it. It's AMA, two Z's, a Y, and an N. Flow so amazing. Thank you so much for popping in with us today. And One Act Drama, how do we stay in touch?
One Act Drama on all social media. If you're in the Dallas area, I'll be with Coco Brown at the Arlington Improv August 2nd, 3rd through the 5th or something like that. And July 21st, 22nd, 23rd, I'm with Barbara Carlisle.
Awesome. All right. There you have it. Rodney Perry, I'm Rodney Perry live on all social media. And you are here on Rodney Perry Live. How about this weekend? I'll be at the Atlanta Comedy Theater in Norcross, rocking out. I'm doing 4 shows Friday and Saturday only. I won't be there Thursday, and I will not be that motherfucker nowhere near that bitch on Sunday.
Okay, we're coming up Friday.
Coming Friday.
Friday, Saturday, we're going to take pictures. We're going to have a good time. We're going to stay at the show. Bring your lawn chair. Flo Saw made the drama. If y'all coming, bring your lawn chair. We're going to sit out after the show. We're going to sit outside, smoke cigars, and talk shit.
Let's go.
I'm in.
I might bring a cooler or some shit out there. Who knows?
All right. I miss you. I ain't even been around you people, and I miss you.
I miss you all, man. And one thing I love about the Atlanta comedy scene is we really love each other, man. It's a great group of comics. Great group
until
of
we
folks,
try to
man.
Shoot somebody outside of Cats. Go ahead.
Outside of Cats on a Tuesday night, you might get shot. All right. Speaking of getting out, let's get our way out here. Mars, the 4th of July. It is known as independence, but we as black people wouldn't achieve our independence for many years. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, some ribs tomorrow, and that alone is what's gonna take me down.
All right.
That's our show for today. You guys have been incredible. My name is Rodney Perry, and then until tomorrow, and there will be a show tomorrow, so rock with us. We'll rock. Oh, man.